turn to Ephesians. We're starting the last chapter this morning, but we certainly won't finish it. I'm just going to read the first nine verses of this sixth chapter, and it is a continuation of chapter 5. In fact, they both go together because they contain instruction for family life, family life of the believers. And it is figurative of the great family of God. And you know, last week we had, in chapter 5, we had the instructions for husbands and wives, that the husband was to love his wife as his own body, for they have been made one. And the measure of that love is even as Christ loves the church. That's quite a measure. And the wife is to reverence her husband as unto Christ. So these are things that are God's will and his instructions. And in this sixth chapter, we are going to read the duties of children and of fathers and of servants and masters. And the instruction is so very plain that very little explanation is needed. But when we consider these instructions, I want to remind you in chapter 5, verse 1 and 2, what it says. And keep that in mind as we study these things and consider them. It says, "Be ye therefore followers of God as dear children, and walk in love." Yes, as Christ also hath loved us and has given himself for us, an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet-smelling savor. Isn't it good to keep that in mind? Yes. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Follow God as dear children and walk in love. All right. Chapter 6 and verse 1. Children are the first ones here. And it says, "Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right." In other words, this is God's will, that the children be obedient to their parents and not have a rebellious attitude, which is very prevalent today. But the Lord also is able to change a rebellious attitude. And I think it is very important in reading this that we note the phrase, "in the Lord." Yes. Children, obey your parents in the Lord. Fathers are next, verse 2 and 3. "Honor thy father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise, that it may be well with thee, and thou mayest live long on the earth." It is the only commandment of the Ten Commandments that has promise. And that promise is long life. Isn't that interesting? You find that in Exodus, the 20th chapter and the 12th verse. And we also read in the New Testament, in Colossians 3:20, "Children, obey your parents in all things." I underlined all. "For this is well-pleasing unto the Lord." You know, he sees all things, doesn't he? And he takes note. Well, let's continue with verse 4. This is where the fathers are really addressed. Verses 2 and 3 are the children honoring their parents. And so then we come to verse 4, and ye fathers, provoke not your children to wrath, but bring them up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. Well, parents, because they do love their children, do correct them when it's needed. But it is done in love, or should be done in love, and not in anger. We read in Deuteronomy 6:7, for parents to diligently teach their children God's word. It says, talk to them when thou sittest in thine house, and walk by the way, and when you lie down, and when you rise up. Proverbs 13:24 says, he that spareth the rod hateth his son, but he that loveth him chasteneth him betimes, or that betimes means promptly or quickly. Proverbs 22:6 says, train up a child in the way that he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it. So we're going to go on to verse 5 through 7 about the servants and masters. Well, let's maybe servants first. Servants, verse 5, be obedient to them that are your masters, according to the flesh, with fear and trembling, in singleness of your heart, as unto the Lord. Not with eye service as men pleasers, but as the servants of Christ, doing the will of God from the heart, with goodwill doing service as to the Lord and not unto men. Now, we just cannot dismiss this admonition and say, oh, we don't have servants and masters today. But we do have employees, and the employees have bosses over them. And I recall again Larry Moot's testimony. Very good testimony. He testified, he said, I quit working for Cessna and I went to work for the Lord. Very good, very good testimony. It gave him victory over a very difficult work situation. It can us too. And, you know, then he could go about his job with joy because he was doing it as unto the Lord, even in a very difficult situation. As I said before, I remember it, and I tell it often when teaching along this line. Such a good testimony that Larry gave. Well, let's go on to verse 8. Knowing that whatsoever good thing any man doeth, the same shall he receive of the Lord, whether he be bond or free. As I said before, in the earlier portion, the Lord sees, he knows all things, and he rewards. That's better than any paycheck. Verse 9, now the masters or the bosses, and ye masters, do the same thing unto them, forbearing threatening, knowing that your master also is in heaven. Neither is there respect of persons with him. Now this should be the attitude of any believer who has that position of being a boss over others, as is good. And to be reminded that we have a boss. We have a master in heaven, yes. Now, we have considered this, naturally speaking, but let's consider this portion spiritually. Of the relationships in the household of God, and of the ranks that there are among believers. We are God's children, and we are of different age in our spiritual growth. You know, in the epistle, 1 John chapter 2 and verse 12 and 13, he addresses little children and young men and fathers. And there are different degrees of experience among believers or spiritual growth. There are the babes in Christ, and then there are those that are more mature and at different stages. Jesus is our master, and the saints are his servants. And some are of greater use than others. Some grow faster, spiritually speaking. Some are more yielded. Some are more wholehearted. And then there are some that don't seem to grow at all, and they remain babes in Christ and sure to be carnal. But let us take note, this is important, of these different stages of growth that's mentioned. They are all in the Lord. Did we not read that concerning the children in verse 1? In the Lord? Then in verse 4, we read of the Lord. Then in verse 7, as to the Lord. All are his. They belong to him. 1 Timothy 2:19, I believe I referred to this last week. He knoweth them that are his. And I like the verse where he says, they're mine. He purchased them with his shed blood. And we read last week from the Gospel of John, chapter 10:14 brings out this truth, and also chapter 17, verses 9 and 10. I don't think I'll turn there this morning. This is going to be kind of short this morning, and I'm going to close with these remarks. It is God's will. It is his will for his children to grow. We read in 2 Peter 3:18, for to grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. May we be inspired to develop spiritually out of babyhood. It's a sad thing if a baby doesn't grow, isn't it? Very sad, although I certainly enjoyed that time. I enjoyed that time when they're just little and helpless and completely dependent upon you. But spiritually, we don't want to stay babies, and we wouldn't want our babies not to grow. Well, God wants his babies to grow. To grow up. And so we see a reason for these exhortations. Therefore, our perfection in the Lord. You know, he's doing a perfecting work in each and every one of us. He's perfecting our love. He's perfecting us in every area. In our dependence, and we could just go on and on. That we become full-grown saints. Even as the spotless bride of the Lamb. That's perfection. that perfecting work. The king must have a queen like himself. So it behooves us to yield to God concerning our daily life and every part of our life. And the Holy Spirit then is faithful to do that needed preparation to get us ready. And I believe that some of the messages that have gone forth lately are very timely. The Lord's coming is so soon. I don't know how anybody who knows anything about the scripture at all could deny it. We are seeing signs everywhere and in everything and in every, well, what we see and what we know. He's coming. The Lord would have us to be ready. What's our part? Yield and put Him first. The first love, our first love is, should be of our Lord and Savior. The Holy Spirit is faithful to do that work as we yield. It's wonderful for the believers to study God's word. Not all do. Some are just ignorant of God's word, and yet they're God's children. And that's sad. They don't look into it. But let us be balanced in our spiritual life. It shouldn't be just all the time our nose in the Bible. Keep in communication. Be evenly balanced spiritually in the Word and in prayer. The Lord's getting us ready. He says, "Behold, I come quickly, and my reward is with me to give every man severally as his work shall be." John saw that in vision, then the Lord saying that. What was John's response? He says, "Come, Lord Jesus." Is there any hope in this world? But I tell you, the best is yet to come for us. Amen. Let us be focused on the Lord. We can't force anything, but we can yield to the force. Let us yield to the force. May the Lord bless you this morning with the word. It was pretty short this morning. I did not feel led to go on in with the next portion. Well, we're going to have about soldiers, aren't we? And the armor next time. But praise the Lord. I know personally, I feel like I'm not going to be here very long, not at my age. That would be foolish to think so. But I feel like if the Lord should tarry, I want to have the attitude of being faithful unto death. Yes. We read that in the second chapter of Revelation. Faithful unto death. I want to be found that way. Yes. faithful unto death. I haven't always been in the past. I've had my failures. But praise the Lord, he's been doing a work. But what it would be so much more wonderful to be translated. There's going to be some that are alive and remain when he comes and go up. He's going to call up. Praise the Lord. Well, the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then they which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds. Hallelujah. And be with the Lord forever. What a blessedness. And I just can't imagine seeing our Lord for the first time with our eyes to see him. Praise the Lord. He loves us. And the Holy Spirit is doing a wooing today among us, telling us about our Lord and that we learn him better and deeper than ever before. I know him better today than I did yesterday. Praise the Lord. If the word doesn't inspire us, what can? Praise the Lord. Let's stand and praise the Lord.